everyone. Thank you all for coming today for our 5x20x20 lecture series. I just wanted to give you all a slight background on the collection from which this series sprung. The Judith Rothschild Foundation Contemporary Drawings Collection is a collection of approximately 2,500 works by some 650 artists and explores a comprehensive and dynamic definition of drawing. The collection is the brainchild of Harvey S. Shipley Miller, the trustee of the Judith Rothschild Foundation and member of the Committee on Drawings and trustee on the board of the Museum of Modern Art. In an extraordinary philanthropic undertaking, Mr. Miller assembled this body of work between 2003 and 2005. In May 2005, the acquisition of the collection was presented to the Committee on Drawings and was unequivocally approved. Adhering to the Gestalt and inclusive philosophy that this collection was based on, we wanted to develop a way to celebrate the artists represented in this collection beyond this, as a way to represent artists in the collection in addition to the exhibition Compass in Hand, which presents only a selection of works from this collection. And in doing so, we hope to welcome many of these artists, at times, in some cases, new to the collection, and welcome their new collection for the first time to this gift. Today is our third session of Pechacucha-style lectures, conceived to give a voice to as many of the artists in this collection as possible over the course of our public programming in May. Pechacucha, which literally means chip chat, is an informal Japanese presentation format designed to easily, efficiently, and informally show a broad spectrum of work. As per the title of our lecture series, 5x20x20, we ask each participating artist here today to show only 20 slides, allowing 20 seconds per slide. The Judith Rothschild Foundation Drawings Collection, contemporary in focus and expansive in nature, was intended in the words of the collector, Mr. Miller, to provide a cross-section of a moment in time. In assembling a diverse group of artists and their equally varied art practices here today, we hope to capture the inclusive spirit that guided this collection. Today, Aaron Johnson, Marlene McCarty, Michael Scoggins, Renato Arara, and Chloe Pina will present on their work, which in each case explore the traditions of figuration in one form or another. In particular, Michael Scoggins returns to imageries from his childhood, including doodling sketched inside notebooks and fantastically imagined boyhood superheroes, and re-renders them on an iconic scale. In his series 10,000 Things That Breathe, in the collection, Renato Arara lovingly renders in ballpoint pen everyday objects in meticulous, almost scientific fashion that exudes almost a meditative discipline. In turn, Aaron Johnson's imagery renders the world as we know it in an almost microscopic level, rendering in his drawings exacting detail, biomorphic, and at times slightly grotesque shapes and mutant-like organisms. On the other hand, Chloe Pina executes viscerally charged drawings of figures with minimal graphic means. In the drawings represented in MoMA's collection, skeletal faces and upper bodies contrast with fleshy legs, leaving her figures straddling the emotive forces of death and ecstasy. In her recent work, Marlene McCarty investigates the entanglement of adolescent violence and sexuality, rendering in pen and ink mural-sized portraits of adolescent women who have committed matricide or patricide, the act of killing one's parents. As all the artists today will be put to the timer, I too hope to have been brief and will forego introducing each artist further in depth. For further information on the artists, you can consult the handout sheet that was given to you at the entrance. They will speak in the order as listed on that sheet. Upon completion of the presentations, we will open up question and answers to the audience. You may feel free to ask general questions to the artists assembled up front, or alternatively, you can direct any specific questions to a specific artist about their work. And before I hand over the microphone to the first guest, I just wanted to thank our colleagues in the Department of Education, Pablo Aguera, Laura Bayless, and Emma Enderby, who helped organize this series. Thank you. And I guess I introduce Aaron Johnson first.